used to be parents or maybe grandparents would take the opportunity of back to school week to talk about that long snowbound walk to the classroom. Actually, many kids today face worse challenges. Jordan High School is in LA's Watts neighborhood, where children have to pass through the gang-ridden Jordan Downs projects to get to school and then back home. A program called Safe Passage aims to make the walk a little less scary. Producer Queena Kim of the Hearing Voices Radio Collective talked to one of the group's volunteers.
We in Watts, California, as I like to call it. My name is Pastor Michael Cummings. I'm here at Jordan High School. We do a Safe Passage program for the kids to be able to walk home safely. We're going to step across the street to the left. This is the Jordan Down Project House, the home of the Grape Street Watch. This is where that gang is out of right here. So a lot of them is out. We're just watching now. We're just looking. What I'm seeing right now is that we have our kids that's walking westbound on the 103rd. We have a couple of gang members that's out at the gates here at the Jordan Downs. Nothing is not out of the ordinary right now. Hold on 1 minute. Come here, young man. These are some of our students at Jordan High School. How do you feel about walking home from school? Do you feel safe?
To some extent, yeah. But I don't know. It's like it's unsafe. You don't know where anybody's coming from.
What you say? How you feel about
I started to come to Jordan 4 years ago, man.
Yeah.
It's showing a little bit of improvement, you know? Yeah. I remember we used to get shot at all the time over here. So, you know, it's crazy.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Most of the kids have to walk by the projects to get home. A lot of kids are scared of different gangs that's out on 103rd and scared of getting caught up in drive-by shootings. Right now is the time where all the kids are getting out. So it seems like it's a magnet that draws them out to the gate on 103rd. Well, they coming out to see who's in their neighborhood, who's walking from school that's from different neighborhoods. It's like they coming out to protect their hood.
How we look down there?
Oh, we got a code 4 down here today. It's code 4.
10-4.
We're going to go down to Carocious, kind of hot corner that I picks out. It's our Southsiders here. Southside Grapers, the Spanish gangs down here. We're just hanging out. Now, just think if you had a couple of gangs leaning up here on the gate like we see today, and you got a rival gang that's in a car. We got 2,600 students going westbound on 103rd, and he's trying to shoot one guy that's running. How many kids would get shot?
Stand by for about another 5 minutes, and then we're going to lock up both east, west, and west gates.
I feel safe. I feel safe because I grew up here. I used to gangbang here. We picked on them. Robbed them. I guess that's a gang member mentality, you know, to always let the people know that this is my turf, you know, and you can't come here, you know. So then they looking for stuff to take from them, you know, just to let them know next time when you see me, you know, I'm the man, you know, I'm the big man. See how the kids done thinned out now, and see the group that was across the street, they moving on, they moving.
Pastor Michael Cummings of the Safe Passage Program in Watts, Los Angeles, California. His story comes to us from Queena Kim of the Hearing Voices Radio Project.